Today's daf in Masechet Zevachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf kuf vav, and we're holding at the new perek. So, I think that we said yesterday that Richie was going to introduce. What do you say, Rich? You want to give us
Is it a function? No, it's not a function.
Yeah. You did it yesterday, but we want to get a new beautiful Richie intro. You know.
Charlie, Rabbi.
I'll start with that.
Function the Helica Perek.
Well, you get a 78. Okay, so today, what I'd like you to do, to be able to get properly into the sugya, is to get to know the psukim that we're going to be doresh, and to have a clear sense, and we don't get confused, of what exactly is going on. So if you don't mind, take your trusty chumashim, and let's take a look first in Re'e, in Devarim. And there we have in the Goyesha paragraphs here, Yud Beis. So in the introduction, after coming into Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to bust up all of the Avodah Zarah and so on. And then it goes on to say, Lo tasun kem Hashem Elokechem, ki im el ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokechem, v'kol shivtechem lasum et shmosham, l'shichno tidreshu uvat hashama. Now here comes the inyanim of what korbanos you should bring and where. Ve'hevetem shama. So to that special place, Hashivchar Hashem Elokechem, you shall bring olotechem, vezivchechem, vetmaasrotechem, vetrumat yetchem, vnidrechem, vnidvotechem, uvchorot bekarchem, vetzonechem. And then it says, lo ta'asun kekol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Don't do what we think we're doing today. Ish kol hayashar be'enav, which in the end means something very different than it sounds like it means. But what it sounds like on the surface is, well, you're no longer going to be able to do whatever the heck you want to, like you do today, because you are only allowed to do that. That's because you haven't come yet. You haven't come yet to Shiloh, you haven't come yet to Yerushalayim. But once you come in, then Shama taviu et kol asher anochi mitzavetchem. You must bring to the Beis HaMikdash everything, olotechem, zivchechem, maasrotechem, trumat etchem, v'chol mivchar nidrechem, asher tidru l'Adonai. Then we get a lotasa, hishamer lecha. Better be careful, ben ta'ale olotecha, b'chol makom asher tireh. Can't go bringing up your karbanas any place you like. Ki im b'makom asher yivchar Adonai b'echad shvatecha, Shom ta'ale olotecha, v'shom ta'ase kol asher anochi mitzavecha. And by the way, just to see the parallels between this and the psukim in Achrimot, the pasuk also adds, rak hadam lo tochelu ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim, which doesn't seem to have anything to do with anything, but we're going to see that that's exactly the entire focus of the theme after the tzivuim, the equivalent tzivuim in Achrimot. Okay, so we have over here a mitzvah saseh, in which it is supposed to bring everything to the Beis HaMikdash, ve'veitem shama lotechem, and we have a lotaseh, better watch out, yishom elecha, don't think that you can get away with penta leo lotecha b'chol makom asher tireh. So this is also a lotaseh, ki im b'makom, it's got to be only in that special place, in the Makom HaMikdash. Now let's take a look in Achrimot. So in Achrimot, which is, this is again the Goyim's Perek Yud Zayin in Vayikra. Vayidaber Adonai Moshe l'amor, daber al Aharon v'al banav v'al kol b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lahem, ze hadavar asher tziva Adonai l'amor, Ish ish bibet Israel, asher yishrat shor o chesev o eiz b'machane, o asher yishrat michutz ha'machane. If somebody shechts a korban in their own machane, Machane Yisro, or outside of the Machane, Vil Petach Omoid Lo Hevio, he didn't bring that korban to the Omoid, like Riv Korban Lashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dam Yechashev, here's that theme again about blood, Dam Yechashev, Dam Shafach, that's going to be bloody hell to that guy, because it's as if he was Dam Shafach, which is also a remez, as we'll see, to Dam Shafach means, or if he was Shofech Dam Bachutz. And here, as opposed to Re'eh, where the Torah did not give us any onesh, it says over here, V'nichrata Ishehu Mikerev Amo. So here, for the first time in Akremot, we meet the Chiev of Koreh for Shchute Chutz. Now, it doesn't say here, don't Shech Pachutz. So we don't have the Lav here, but we do have the Onesh. We have the Onesh Koreh. And then it says, V'zorak HaKoinet Adam Al Mizbach Adonai Petach HaMoed V'Ktirach Elev L'Reach L'Koach L'Adonai. And then we get an additional Lo Yizbechu Odet Zivcheihem La'Si'irim Asher Heim Zonim Achrihem. No longer will they be bringing their karbonas to these demonic idols that they have been doing. Chukat Olam T'yezot L'Nedorotam. Now, we also have, that was all about Shchita. That spoke about Asher Yishchat, Shor O Kesev O Eitz, or Asher Yishchat, Michutz HaMachane. Now it starts a new idea of how about bringing a carbon, not shechting the carbon, Aleim Tomar, Ish Eish Mibet Yisrael Minagera Asher Yagur Betocham Asher Ya'ale Ola Ozavach. This is different. First part was talking about Asher Yishchat. This is talking about Asher Ya'ale. If somebody brings a korban, he doesn't bring it to the Ohel. So that means here in Achremot, we have two separate descriptions of a Chiyuv Karet. One of them on Shchita Bachutz, and one of them on Ha'ala Bachutz. Neither case tells us don't do it. It just says if you do it, then you're going to be Chayiv Koras. And, of course, we also meet the idea of the Nefesh Asher Yochal Kol Dam, V'chrati Ota. Here we also find the Chayiv Koras to Achilas Dam, Ki Nefesh HaBosar V'Dam, Alkein Amarti Levnei Yisrael, Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Tochal Dam, and so on. Fine. So that means, essentially, if you take a look just on the surface, what we have over here is, in Achrimot, we have a description of two situations. One of Shchita Bachutz, which is a Chiyuv Koras. One of Ha'alo Bachutz, which is a Chiyuv Koras. A Remez to Zrikas Dam Bachutz, which is Dam Shafach. A Chiyuv Koras. No discussion of don't do it. In Re'eh, we have the exact opposite in a sense. We have the Dinim of don't do it, but we don't have any discussion over there of the Chiyuv Koras. So based on that, if you take that into consideration, we're going to be able to understand the Inyanim in the Mishnah and in the opening Gemara here very simply. So we began our Mishnah, HaShochet V'Amale Bachutz. If somebody does both, the Shnita and the Ha'ala, since he's Chayiv Karet, if he did this B'Shogeg, he would be chayiv a separate korban chatas, first for the shchita, and then for the ha'ala. And even if he did both of these things together at the same time, there would not be all one korban. It's two completely separate chiyuv karet, as we noted. So each of the chiyuv karet is b'chayiv, if there's an associated lotas, as b'chayiv a korban chatas. Reb Yossi Aglis, so you're chayiv separately ala shchita v'chayiv ala ha'ala. Reb Yossi Aglili Omer, now wait a minute. If he shechted the carbon inside, and then it was ro'oi to the oil mo'ed, because remember, how did the Torah phrase the iser? Ve'el petach oel mo'ed lo hevi'o. You didn't bring it to the oil mo'ed, then the nichrat. But, I mean, that implies that you were supposed to bring it to the oil mo'ed. Therefore, it says Reb Yossi Aglili, I understand that if you shechted a carbon in the proper place and it was never pasul, then if you didn't bring it to the Omoid and you bring it bachutz, then you're going to be chayev. But if you already shechted it outside of the Ohel Moed, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not allowed to bring it to the Petach Ohel Moed anymore, right? So then you're not chayav on Allah, because you're only chayav on the Allah of something which is roy to be makrivo bifnim. It says that beferish in the pasuk. Ve'el petach ohel moed lo hevio. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, if you did the shechita bifnim, and then you went ahead and you brought the korban up b'chutz, so then you would indeed be chayav. But if you shechted it b'chutz, and then you were malat b'chutz, it's already pasul once you shechted it b'chutz. So how could you be chayav for the halo? In that case, you would be chayav for the shechita, but you'd be putter on the halo. Shaloh Ella, Ella Davar Pasul. What you brought up was no longer Roy LePetach Ohel Moed, and therefore there should be no Chiyuv of Ha'alah on it. So this is the concept, the Gavi concept of Kol HaRa'ui LePetach Ohel Moed. That comes from these Psukim. Ve'el Petach Ohel Moed Lo Hevio. Now there's another very interesting, almost parallel machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yosi Aglili that is involved with the same logic. Somebody who's tummy, and he eats betumas aguf, he eats kachim. Doesn't matter whether those kachim were kodesh tummy or whether those kachim were kodesh tohar. The din is that he's chayev a korban chatas, because the Torah says beferish, someone who eats betumas aguf of the kachim is v'nichrata. It doesn't make any distinction over there between something that's tummy or tahar. So that's the pasuk that we discussed much earlier in the Masechet. Emor aleihem ledorotechem, kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem al kodashim v'tumato alav v'nichrata nefesh ahim. So, didn't say over there that it had to be tahar. So therefore, Steiner's the Tanakama, doesn't matter whether the Kodesh was Tomei or Tahar. What matters is whether the goof of the person who consumed it was Tomei or Tahar. And there too, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, now wait a minute, if a Tomei eats Kachim that's Tahar, then he's Chayev. But if the Tahar, the Tomei eats Kachim that is Tomei, then he would be putter. Shiloh ala davar tamei. I mean, he didn't do anything because what he ate was tamei anyway. Omrulo. Oh, I think I skipped the end of the previous one, which is the makbil. Sorry. Before we get to this one, omrulo. So I go back to the first omrulo. I think I skipped omrulo. So Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, look, even somebody who was shochet bifnim and then he takes the korban out and he's mala it b'chutz, which you say that case is the only case where you did something that was kosher to bring to Petach Ohel Moed. Once you took it outside, it already became pasul. So the minute that you walked out with it, can you bring it to Petach Ohel Moed? No. So it's not roy lePetach Ohel Moed. Okay, so then that means that every time that the Torah is mechayev you on this type of carbon, it's not roy lePetach Ohel Moed. So what's the difference if it became pasul where you shechted it, or it became pasul because after you shechted it, you went ahead and brought it out and it was pasul b'yotze? Same thing. Now this is a actual second machlokas, which is completely parallel, both in the ideas and in the logic, and in the words that Rabbi Yosi Aglili has to say to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So here we start off with the same idea. Somebody is eating betumas haguf. So the Tanakhama says it doesn't matter whether he eats betumas guf, kachim that are kameh, or kachim that are tahar. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, no, if he ate and in tumas haguf, kachim that are tahar, then he's chayev. But if he ate something that's tamei, so it was already tamei, so what's the difference? Lo achal ala davar tamei. So anyway, it wasn't roy to be eaten by the person who's tahar. So why should there be an additional chiyuv on him for eating something that anyway wasn't roy for being eaten? Say the chachomim to him, the same logic that they said over here. Look, even someone who's tamei, when he eats something that's tahar, when he touches it, most of the time he's just going to be metame it if he's tamei, right? So he's taking this stuff and he's putting it in his mouth and he's eating it. Well, by the time he puts it in his mouth and he eats it, the kachim that he's eating is tamei. Does that make a difference? So even if he is a tummy betumas aguf, and he eats something that's tahar, it's exactly the same as if he picked up something that was already tummy. What's the difference if he picked it up and it was tummy, or if he made it tummy when he picked it up? Same logic that they said over here. So Omru lo, afatamisha chalata tahar, kivan shenagabo, the moment they touched it, anyway, he was metamei it. And once already we raised it, so the question over here is the normal case of a tahar who ate something that is tummy. We've been discussing is a tummy who ate something that is tummy or tahar. But a person who's tahar and he eats basar kadesh, that's tummy, that for sure does not have a chiyav chatas attached to it. Over there he's pater, because the only chiyav, the only time that the Torah said that your chayav kares is where you have a tumas haguf, she'inu chayav, ela al tum ataguf. The Torah was never mechayev you in cases of tumas basar. It was only mechayev you on the tumas haguf, and that's the vitumato alav, the pasuk that I quoted to you earlier. And therefore, our only question is whether there's a difference between that iser kares of a tummy that's ocho kachim. Does it matter whether the kachim are tummy or tar? That's the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi HaKlil. All right, so we see that you're chayev two separate chataot, one for shchita b'chutz and one for ha'alo b'chutz. But what I'd like to know is, how do I know that you're chayev any chatas? Because after all, in order to be chayev a chatas, it's not enough just to have a chi of kares. In order to be chayev a chatas, you also have to have a lo ta'aseh. Look, I mean, there's two examples of this, of a chi of kares, and there's definitely no chiyav chatas. Let's say somebody doesn't bring his Korban Pesach. So that is, the Korban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh that has a chiyav kares attached to it. Or somebody doesn't get a brit milah, there's a mitzvah saseh that has a chiyav kares attached to it. There's no din of bringing a chatas for missing your Korban Pesach, is there? And therefore, if I cannot show you that there's an attached iser lota set, the fact that the pusik said v'nichrata is not enough of a basis for you to come along and to claim that there is a chiyev of a korban chatas. So where does it say that azhara? I don't understand. All I read is v'nichrata. So bishlama ha'ala. Now, it's true that it is mashma over here an azhara also about the ha'ala. There it says an onesh and it says an azara. The onesh is clear, and that is el petach o hamoed lo yivienu. And the fact is that we also have very clearly in Parshas Re'eh, which we just read, he shamer lecha pen ta'aleh olotecha b'chol makom asher tireh, which we just read that. So if we put together the lo ta'aseh in Re'eh, which is an azara, we put that azara together with the onesh that we find in Achrimot, and we do know that it is a lo ta'aseh, because the words, he shamer lecha, you better watch out, is considered by definition to be a lo ta'aseh. As Rav Avin Amar Rav Elazar pointed out, any place that the Torah says, watch out, shamer, or don't you dare, or al, all of those are a lotion of lo ta'aseh. So, I read very clearly, Yishom lecha ben ta'aleh olotecha means do not bring up a korban. And it also says, v'nichrata, petach ha'amoed lo yivienu, v'nichrata. I see that. But where does it say, don't shecht b'chutz? Doesn't say that anywhere. Even in Re'eh, it doesn't say, don't shecht, does it? Ela shechita, I see the onesh, it says over here very clearly in the pasuk in Achrimot, they'll petach oil moed lo hevio v'nichrata, and so on. But where does it say not to do it? If it doesn't say not to do it, then the very fact that you're chayiv kares is not the basis for bringing a korban chatas. So how do I know that you bring a korban chatas? Omar Krah, actually, says the Gemara, you know where we know it? We know it from that interesting pasuk, v'lo yizbechu od et zivcheyem asherim zovchim. So that idea of the lo yizbechu od, That is the famous diuk that the Ibn Ezra brings about the nature of the Sora Mishtaleach. Lo yizbechu odet zivchehem la'siyirim asher hem zonim achareihem. That lo yizbechu od, which we read as, and they will no longer, doesn't mean they will no longer. It means don't you dare any longer. Lo yizbechu od. Don't bring those karbanos anywhere else. But wait a minute, that pasuk doesn't mean don't bring karbanos anywhere else. That pasuk actually is needed to tell me a whole different halacha. And that's the halacha that Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar says, suppose you have an avodah zarah like merkulis. Now merkulis, you will recall, how do we do the avodah of the merkulis? Are there any living minds behind those pictures on the screen? Words, somebody knows. How do we worship merkulis? Speak up. Hey, no, you're a real person. Obviously, people can speak up. I want to know whether any of these, you know, these funny squiggles on the screen know how to speak up. Well, there seem to be some humans behind the squiggles. So, speak to us, humans. How do we go ahead and worship a merkulis normally?
With three rocks.
Well, you know, only three rocks. That's the binyan of
throat. Not in glass houses, throwing stones.
Not in glass houses. All right. So throwing stones. Very good. Okay. Now, suppose that's not a very honorable way to worship an avodah zarah, is it? So suppose you do something very honorable. You sacrifice to it. Would you be chayev? It's not the derech of a merkulis to be worshipped with sacrifice. The halacha is that actually you are chayev, as you will recall. Any avodah that's done bifnim to any avodah zarah actually is a chayev. So the question is, how do we know that? So this is Rabbi Elazar's basis in which it says they will no longer bring korbanos to those demons. That's what it's referring to. It's referring to bringing a korban to something like a merkulis or to any avodah zarah where it's not the derech of that avodah zarah to be treated in that fashion. And I want to bring it to the demon. No. So you can't do that. Okay, but then that means I'm using the pasuk for that. So here's what it says. Because it says, and obviously that's not coming to tell me, don't bring an avodah zarah where the normal way of doing it is to bring a korban, because that's a beferish of pasuk that we know that if it says, that too is in re'e. If you do the same thing that these goyim do, means the same way they worship, that is derech avodato. And somebody who worships derech avodato is over on that iser. So that can't be coming to repeat what we already know. Im eno inin lechidarka, dechtive chayavdu, tneu inin leshalo kedarka. So it must be coming to say that even where an avodah zarah is very definitely not worshipped through this honorable worship of bringing a sacrifice, the pasuk is saying, nonetheless, you will be chayav. So if I need the pasuk for that, I can't use it to tell me the iser of shritas chutz. I'm sorry, sir. Well, says Rabbah, not true. There's two things to learn from this pasuk. You can read this as v'lo yizbechu et zivchehem. Okay, that holds together perfectly well, right? So lo yizbechu, that means don't shecht. And then when it says v'lo od et zivchehem la si'irim, it's also telling me make sure those korbanos are not for the demons. Fine, that's talking about the overall idea of bringing a sacrifice. But the lo yizbechu is just straight out, don't shecht, in a way that could be used b'chot. So we can learn both things. Yeah, but you know what? There's another thing that this is used for. So you don't have a basis for learning three things out of this pasuk, do you? Because let me show you that we learn out from this pasuk something else based on the following braita. Akati mi boi leila kiretanya. We still need this pasuk of lo yizbechu et zivchehem. To teach me what it says in the bright Ad kanu medaber bekodashim shigdishan b'sha'at isur ha'bamot v'ikrivan b'sha'at isur ha'bamot. Look, getting back to Acharei Mot, Okay, so the first sukkim in Acharemot, we're talking about right at the beginning, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat min de Machane o Michutz Machane ulepetach Moed Loig Vio and so on v'nichrata. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about the normal case. Somebody went ahead. He was Magdish a Karban, and instead of bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings it outside of the Mikdash. Okay. But what about a case? I mean, and that's clear. It says there, so I know the onesh for that. The azara, I know that because I know that from Re'i. Now, how about the next psukim over here? What does that mean? So think yourself. Lo yizbehu od. No more. What do you mean, no more? The point is that here I'm talking about karbonas that once upon a time would have been perfectly acceptable by this type of thing, but no more. So what could that be referring to? That's referring to a case where the Mishkan was not yet built, or maybe where Novin Givon were not yet built, and it was post any other Mishkan or Mishkan Shiloh. In those cases, the lo yizbechu would mean od, and only od, because at the time that I made my gift to the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Beis HaMikdash. So when I said, hareze ola, what did I mean? I meant I'm going to go up to my rooftop, and I'm going to bring it as an ola, which is what I was supposed to do. That was the way that I was meant to handle it, b'shas heter habamot, correct? Now, all of a sudden, I get a notice in the front door warning, your personal Mizbeach on your roof has been condemned. What? Absolutely. We just built Nov. We just built Givon, whatever. I can't bring Karbonis anymore? No, of course you can. But you got to bring them to, we just built Shiloh. You can bring Karbonis, of course, but you got to bring them to Shiloh. Up until now, when it was just Nov and Givon time, you could have brought them on your roof. So now, if that's the case, how do I know that if at the time that I made the Korban Hegdash and it was meant to be brought up on the roof, because there was no Mishkan Shiloh, there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no Mokom, and there was no Mishkan, obviously. So in all of those periods between the places where we had a Mishkan or a Mikdash, I could put it up on my roof. Now all of a sudden it's condemned. But am I chayev for bringing it on that? Or in that case, I'll say, look, you know, it's not so bad. I mean, it was meant to be brought there. So maybe the Torah wasn't mechayev me for bringing it there, even after it was condemned. So therefore, I need these the pasuk afterwards, which says, and therefore, now it has to be changed. That now from this point on, that means at this point, the zvachim asher hem zovchim, what's that referring to? The zvachim that were supposed to be zvachim on Obama. Now, if you do that, it's going to be as if you did it al pnei asadeh. Lo malacha, if you end up doing your shvita, b'shas iser habamot, even if this was originally something that was kosher to be done outside, it's as if Mala Lavakatuv Kiilu Ikriv Alpnea Sadeh. It's as if there was no meaning to these karbanas except to whatever demons are out there in the world at large. There are no gods out there. Instead, what? Now Vevium Lashem. Okay, that's a mitzvah saseh. But how do we see the mitzvahs below to us? Talmud Lomar, lo yizbechu od. Now you might think that now that there's a lotase, it means that the same iser that was kores in the event that I had been magdish the korban b'shas iser habamot, I would be chayev kores if I shechted it. So you might think you would be chayev kores even in these cases because you were over on the lo yizbechu od. Talmud Lomar chukat olam tiyeh zot lahem lidorotam. This new iser This is all that they are going to be over. The lo acheret lahem, but not the chiv of Kores, only this iser, the iser of a chukat olam, which is lo yizbechu od. So that means we have an iser, but it's not an iser karet. But anyway, meanwhile, are we now utilizing the pasuk of lo yizbechu od et zivchehem for something entirely different? Are we not now utilizing it to tell me that there's an iser lav on bringing, doing shkita on a carbon that was mukdash b'sha'at heterabomes, and I go ahead and I shecht it, that there's an iser lav? But now that means I cannot use the lo yizbechu od as the mocker for the iser lav of the chi of kares, which means I'm back where I started. How do I know that I'm chayev achatas? I only now know that I'm chayev kares, but I don't have an azara to tell me that that chi of kares is also a chi of chatas. So what is the mocker? Ela, Omer Abaye, it's a kal vachomer. Now, in the end, the Gemara is going to point out that this cannot be true because we paskin that ein mazirin min hadin, right? What does that mean? You cannot create an azharat lo taseh based on a kal vachomer. So Abaye is really not going to end up being the mocker. But first, we're going to argue out with Abaye as to whether, if we didn't have that problem of ein mazirin min hadin, could we actually derive the lo taseh from a kal vachomer? So Abaye says, look, if the makom shelo anash, he's here, in a place where there is no chiyav kares on shechting b'chutz, where's that? That's the place that we just spoke about. You were magdash a korban b'shas heter abomet. And we said, there is no iser kares, there's no chiyav kares. There's only an iser lav in such a case. So if even in a place where there is no iser kares, there is an iser lav, so then obviously in a place where there's also an iser kares, there's got to be that same lav that would be applied, right? And therefore, it's as if it said the azara. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi, actually, if that were true, so why would the Torah tell me the iser of lo tochal chelev? Why would I need a pasuk to tell me the iser of chelev? Can't I learn that out? And remember that the normal chatas is called what? Chatas chelev. That's like our classic example of a lo taseh sheyesh bo karet that is chayev a chatas if you do it b'shogeg. And according to what Abaye just said, then something is wrong. Because why does it say don't eat chelev? Since it said that you're chayev kares for eating chelev, I know that obviously you're not allowed to eat chelev because I can learn it out from a kal vachomer from the vela. Is there an onish kares on the vela? No. Is there an iser lav of lo tochal kol nevela? Yes. Okay, so then it's the same kal vachomer. If a nevela where there was no onish kares, the Torah said don't eat it, chelev, where there is an onish kares, isn't it obvious that you're not allowed to eat it? So you see that that is not the basis of an azara, which is why the Torah needed to tell me the iser of achilas chelev. Then Rav Ashi comes to Rava, and he has the same question, and Rava says to him, Omar Lei. So Rava says to him that actually, nevela, you wouldn't have been able to make a kal vachomer. And that's why the Torah needed to write by chelev, because you could have asked, Nikol Mifrach, nevela is chayev with a lotase. Maybe that's because nevela is more chomer in a certain way than chelev is, because nevela is metame. And shrutzim, if it's one of the shmona shrutzim, they're also metame. And they're even metame more than nevela is. And if you want to bring me a raya from the other shrutzim, which are not metame. So, okay, that sounds good. If shrutzim, which are not the shmona shrutzim, they are usur to eat, and that is part of the dinim of the sheketz, or so anything that's a sheketz, even if it's not one of the shmona shrutzim. is an Isra Vachila Sheket. So there's no Isra Kores, so Kol Shekein, you could say that this would be true, that it's usher to eat Chalev. I would tell you not necessarily, because Shratzim, even the Shratzim Tahorim, are also more common in a certain way than Chalev. They are? Yep. Because they're usher, even in a very small shear, not literally a mashu, but they're usher even in a tiny kadasha. And then, if you tell me, well, okay, let's learn it from Orlan Kilaya Karam. Is there a Isser Karis on eating Orlan Kilaya Karam? No. Did the Torah say, don't eat Orlan Kilaya Karam? Yes. Okay, so then you see the same Kavachol, if Orla and Kilaya Karam, which are not Chiyuv Karis, the Torah said, don't eat them. So certainly the Isser of eating Chalev applies also. If Chalev you're Chayiv Karis on, no, because I can answer that also. Therefore, you couldn't ask an Abaye from that either. I just want to make sure that you understand, guy, says Rava, that there's nothing you're going to be able to ask an Abaye, because every single case has got an answer. If you try to prove it from Shvius, Shvius is there. It's a curse on eating Shvius, something I was Bekadusha Shvius, if there's Manabi or whatever. You say, no, so it's a Kalva Chomer. Yes, but Shvius is more Chomer than Chalev. How is that? Well, if you buy something with money of Shvius, that thing becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius. That certainly is not the case of Chalev. If you exchange Chalev for something, that thing doesn't become Aser. If you try to tell me, well, Truma, is a Zar Chayiv Karis on eating Truma? No. And Afal Pikein, it says it's Aser from Tichin. No. Because Truma, I would say, there never was any place at all where the Torah said that a Zar can eat Truma. And there are plenty of places where a Zar, anybody, can eat Chalev. Where's that? The Chalev of Achaya. As a matter of fact, actually, no matter what case you're going to bring me to show that Abai is wrong because the Torah had to go out of its way to say it is a Chalev, I'll always have this answer. Well, of course. If it wouldn't have said it, I would have said that there's no Isser Lav of eating Chalev, because Vahot Raya, the Torah says, you're allowed to eat the Chalev, the Chatchila of Achaya. So that's not the point. You guys, you're wasting your time trying to ask a question on Abaye from why the Torah needs Chalev. That's silly. But there is a problem. Now you're ready to hear the real problem? I'll tell you the real problem, says Rava. Ikashli Akashli. If I got a problem over here about learning, like Abaye says, learning that there's an Azara from the Kal Vachomer, I am going to ask you about the Mishnah. Haditnan. Look, we've got the Mishnah in Kritot, and the Mishnah lists all Lamed Vav Chiyuvei Kores, which is connected to Lamed Vav Neres of Chanukah, which are the way in which your neshama continues to derive or. And each one of those Chiyuv Kores wipes out that candle. And it's connected to 36 shows of the Aragonus and the Yolon. Each one of those Chiyuv Kores. All right, great. Now, two of those Chiyuv Kores equal what? Pesach and Mila. Are you Chayev on Pesach and Mila? He says, no, because Pesach, you're Chayev on all of the others, but on Pesach and Mila, since there are mitzvot aseh and there's no lot aseh, therefore you don't bring a chatas on them. But if Abaye is right, why can't I learn them out from a Kal Vachomer from someone who left over Kachim? When you leave over Kachim, it's completely passive, isn't it? Just like not getting a Brit Milah, passive. Not bringing a Korban Pesach, passive. Nonetheless, the Torah says, Lo Totiru Mimenu Ad Boker. So if the Torah gives me a Lo Tasa, even on leaving something over, which is not a Chiyuv Kores, Kol Shekein, there should be a lotas on the Korban Pesach that you don't bring, on a bris milah that you don't do. And nonetheless, it says beferish in that Mishnah, there is no Chiyuv Chatas because they are only an aseh. Why are they only an aseh according to Abaye? You could have a very simple Kal Vachomer. Uma motir, if somebody is over on Nosa, where over there was no Chiyuv of Kores, and nonetheless the Torah says, Lo Totiru Mimenu Ad Boker, Pesach and Mila, where the Torah did give you an Isser Karet, Ein Odinshi is here, so that should mean that there should be 36 Chata'ot connected to 36 Isser Karet, because by definition there's got to be a Lotase, right? But the Mishnah says, no, there's not 36, because two of them are Mitzvahs Aseh, and therefore the Mishnah is telling me, don't use a Kal V'chomer to tell me an Azara, which is exactly what Abaye was claiming, and now Abaye is arguing on the Mishnah. That's my problem. Omer Ravashi, well, I got to tell you, I said over your taina to Rav Kahana. It sounded very impressive. And he said to me, you can't bring a raya from there against Abaye either. Because mimotir lo atya, how would you be able to use a Kal V'chomer of a motir? I could always tell you, how can you learn out Pesach and Milah from someone who leaves over Kachim? Ikala Mifrach, Mala Motir, Shekain Ein Lo Takana. Do you have anything to do about it once you left over that meat and it became puzzle? Absolutely not. There's no way you can make it kosher again. How about if you didn't get a Brit Milah? Is there any solution? Yep, it's as close as your kitchen drawer. So what then is, and what about if you didn't bring your Korban Pesach? Is there a solution? Yeah, I mean, it may be a month away, but there's certainly a solution of Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Tomar b'Pesach sheyesh lo takana. So therefore, how can you make a Kal V'chomer from something that is not Kal? It's actually Chomer in a way. But wait a minute, wait a minute. What the heck is going on around here, says the Gemara? This whole discussion is crazy. I thought that we cannot be Mazir and Minadin anyway. What's up, by we're all arguing about whether this is a good raya, is it a good Kal V'chomer, not a good Kal V'chomer. I don't give a hang if it's the best Kal V'chomer in the world. It's not going to provide an Azara. You cannot give an Azara Minadin, even according to the Mandi Omer, who says that you can be Onishi Minadin. He agrees that Ein Mazirin Min Hadin. There's no way to bring the basic Azara. That, remember, we learned that out from the fact that the Torah had to say that there was an Isser and the Chiyav of marrying your full sister, which is crazy because it's spelled out. If you have a sister that was Moledet, either it was Moledet Avicha, or she came from your mother, so she's a half-sister, and you would be Chayav Kores, and it's an Erva, and now I need a special pasuk to tell me that a full sister is Usser? Yes, the point of that, said the Gemara, was to tell me that you cannot derive the Isser of a full sister by saying, if the Torah Asr, the half-sister, isn't it a kosher cane that it Asr is a full sister? Yeah, it's a kosher cane. But so what? That's not going to be able to be Machai of you in court. Therefore, we need to repeat this new Isser of a full sister. So that teaches me, Ein Mazirin Min Adin. So can we just drop all this discussion about whether it's a good Kal V'chomer? I don't care if it's a good Kal V'chomer. Where is the Azara that tells me that there's a Chiyav Chatas on bringing that Korban, that Shchita of that Korban? I didn't see anywhere it says, do not shecht. All I found was a pasuk that said, a person who does shecht is Chayav Kores. You're now extending it to mean, do not check. Where does it say do not check that you tell me that I'm chayav a chatas? You're not chayav a chatas just on something that's me, of course, unless it's usher. All right, so we got to look somewhere else. Ella, you know where we find the actual lotase? We learn it from the Gemara that we're going to have soon of Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, actually, we learn it from Gzeira Shava. The Torah uses the word hava'a twice. So it says, remember, we just read it, Vel petach ola moed lo hevi'o. He didn't bring it to the petach ola moed, so that it said right in the beginning, Hasher yishchat b'machaneh, or Hasher yishchat michutz l'machaneh, Vel petach ola moed lo hevi'o. And then, five psukim later, when it's talking about the halah, it says, Ve'el petach o'amoed lo yevienu, and therefore over there, that's talking about the other dinim of halah, and we know that by halah we have the pesach, the pasuk in re'eh, avishom lecha pentale olotecha, right? So that's for sure. That means that the Gezeirah Shavah is telling me that just like over there, Benogia Ha'Allah, the Torah didn't say V'nichrata unless there was an associated lotas in Re'eh that said Hisham Lecha Pen Ta'aleh, Lo Anash Elen Ken is here. This pasuk of the Gezeirah Shavah of Lo Hevi'o, the same exact language of Lo Yevienu, that tells me that the Gezeirah Shavah is Yavkan, Lo Anash Ela Im Ken is here. And that means that the Onesh Kores that we find associated here with Halah has got to be an Isser Kores that has an associated Azara, which is Merumas, through the Gezeirah Shavah that takes the Azara of Hisham Lecha Pen Ta'aleh Olotecha in Re'eh and throws it on the Ish Asher Yishchat Michutz L'Machaneh. That's where we know it from. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rava says, well, I have another mukkah. I say it comes from Rabbi Yonah. The Omar Rabbi Yonah. You know what we learned it out from? We learned it out from Shum. Now the truth is that Shum is actually, even though it sounds like what it's saying is a Gezeirah Shavah of the word Shum there and Shum here. But that's not really what it means. It means a hekesh. And a hekesh is not the same as Gezeirah Shavah. It's as if it's written in the thing itself, and therefore it would be an azara without a problem of in onshin min hadin. Okay, it's a big question about whether that's true also, Gezeirah Shavah. In any event, it's said as if it's Gezeirah Shavah, but it's actually a reference to the pasuk in Re'eh. What does it say in Re'eh? We just read this together at the beginning of the daf. Ki im b'makom asher yivchar Hashem be'achad shivatecha shom ta'aleh olotecha v'shom ta'aseh. So that means that the Torah is comparing the aliyah, the ha'alah, to all of the asiyas of the korban, which includes the shchita and the zrika and anything else that I would be doing. Any asiya is included by this hekesh in aliyah. So just like the aliyah, mala alan lo anash ela im ken is here, therefore it's coming to tell me that on all of the asiyas b'chutz, lo anash ela im ken is here, in which case the lashon of v'nichrat is backed up by a lotaseh, which applies the lotaseh of ha'alah to all of the things that you might be doing, and including the shechita itself. Okay, so now what do we know so far? We know ashkecha mukterei pnim she'alan lachutz. But how about mukterei chutz she'alan bachutz? So that means you're chayev for things that were meant to actually be muktar in the Beis HaMikdash, and you brought them outside. But how about somebody who shechted outside, and he was going to go ahead and he was going to bring a carbon outside of the Mikdash? Now, those things were actually, I remember, this was a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, in the first line of the Mishnah. If you took an animal, you shechted it b'chutz. Why did you shecht it b'chutz? Because you want to bring it as a carbon b'chutz. And you passel it thereby. So the Tanakhama says, even though you passel it thereby, you're still going to be over on the El Petach HaMoed Lo Hevi'o and V'nichrata, on the Halah, not only on the Shechita. So how do we know that that's true? How about Mukterei Chutz, something that was shechted b'chutz in order to be brought up b'chutz? How do we know that there you would be chayev for doing the Halah, and that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is wrong, and that even though they were never royal petach ha'amoed, they're also included in this iser? Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Kra, remember that the opening to the whole parsha of Shchutei Chutz is Va'alehem Tomar. So what exactly is that the Alehem Tomar referring to? Ish ish mi beit yisrael min hager asher yaleh ola ozava. So remember, we started off talking about a person asher yishchat b'machane, or asher yishkat michutz l'machane. That was all talking about Zvicha. We had the whole story, v'nichrata, v'lo yizbechu od l'seirim. Then we start with this new thing. And this is talking about the chiyuv koris. We're talking about still an achrimot, so we're not talking about the lav. The chiyuv koris of somebody who brings up a korban b'chutz. Very strange introduction to that whole sugya. Ve'alehem tomar, and say to them as well. What do you mean? What do you mean, and say to them as well? I'm in the middle of discussing what the dinim are of doing the avodas hamikdash outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Why, we're like starting all over again with this great proclamation. And to them you shall say. So what is that saying? That va'alehem tomar actually comes to point out that we're dealing with a continuing issue, which is now being expanded. The envelope is expanded. So it means al hasmuchim, the things that we just spoke about and that we're going to be speaking about, which is we're going to be speaking about the halah b'chutz, are related directly back to what we discussed it a moment ago. Add to this discussion, which was all about zvicha shchitas chutz, isha she yishchat b'machana or asher yishchat b'chutz b'machana, v'alayem tomar, add to that the additional question of what to do about Ha'alah. So therefore, it's saying that we have to add together, in other words, we're darshaning Alehem as if it's Ve'alehem, meaning what we've been discussing until now, we're going to apply over here. So that means that we've got the same Isser of the Azhara that we saw in Pentaleo Lotecha, referring backwards, adding to the previous discussion of Shchita. Wait a minute. I know you guys are a bunch of Ashkenazim, and you don't know how to talk properly, and you can't tell me the difference between Alehem and Ve'alehem. To you, it sounds the same, and it doesn't matter whether you're talking to them or you're saying something on them. I mean, but, you know, you know how to read, don't you? It doesn't say Ve'alehem. It says Va'alehem. And therefore, it just means speak to them. It doesn't mean throw it onto the previous things. I don't like that answer. How about an answer for Sfaradim? Elakitatana devei Rav Yishmael. The real meaning is that the vav of the Ve'alehem means la'arev parshiot. It means mix the two issues together. And that means that we should view the parsha of halah schutz as a continuation of the parsha of shchute chutz, and that the two of them are meant to apply one in the case of the other, and therefore, even if you had already done the shchita b'chutz, this is the hazara of the halah b'chutz, and that backs the Tanakhama's contention that indeed there is an iser of the shchita, even if it was b'chutz, a separate chatas on that shchita b'chutz and on taking that same animal that was shechted b'chutz and being malit b'chutz because of the vav that adds the original situation to this new situation. So now we have, according to the Tanakhama, we have our basic azora both on the shchita and on the halah that everybody agrees to. Rabbi Yosef Galili agrees to that as well. But we also have an additional limud from the vav, the way the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel tells us, which is called Iruv Parshiot, and that comes to tell me that even if the korban was already nifsal, because it was shechted b'chutz, do not listen to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says, well, if it was already nifsal b'shritas chutz, then it's not roi lepetach ha'omoed anyway. Don't listen to him, because this din of ben taleh lotecha applies even in the event that the shchita took place b'chutz. And that was the marker for the Tanakhama.